Cause I'm dangerously in love with. I am not dangerously in love with anyone. Myself, maybe. Yeah. Stop crying, bitch. Wah, wah, wah. You know that sound? I love it so much. I think I'm gonna make that my ringtone. My alarm sound. Yeah, I like that sound. Somebody needs stuff, guys. I'm Ri and I have a podcast. And today I am in a very, very bad mood. It doesn't seem like it, but I am. I've had a terrible fucking week. Today's the 22nd of September. It's still February. Today's the 22nd of Feb. And you guys are going to see this on the 2nd of March. Because record spontaneously. Because I don't do pop culture shit. I record when I want to. When I'm feeling like recording. And apparently you have to stay consistent in this YouTube shit. So like, I'm like, ugh. While I still have the energy to fucking, even though you guys are not subscriber. While I still have the energy to do this YouTube shit, this podcast shit, let me just record as many episodes and get my thoughts out there as much as I can. Because there will come a point where I do not want to speak. Because I go long periods of time without being on social media or speaking or doing anything like that. Just because I want to. Wait, I feel like you guys can't see me properly. Yeah, the lighting has to be good. Also, am I shining? Does my skin look good? It looked shit last week because I have no idea why. I have no, and it's no way because of the chocolates I ate. Okay? Maybe. That's not the point. The point is I looked shit last week and this week my skin seems to be getting better. But every time I touch my face, I still feel texture. But like I have textures. You know what? I'm rambling. Let me tell you guys. Monday, I recorded an episode. The previous episode you guys watched was recorded on Monday. This Monday. Today's the 22nd of Feb. So Monday was the, I don't know when Monday was. What was Monday? What was Monday? I don't know what Monday was. But I recorded on Monday. I was crying in that episode. Let's not talk about that. It's embarrassing to cry on the internet. But I keep it real. That's why you guys follow me. That's why you guys subscribe. That's why you guys listen. Because I keep it real. And of course, I'm talking about my mom because that's a sensitive. She's a big part of the reason why I am the way I am today. Who I am. The way I speak. The way I address people. And I look exactly like her. So that makes it worse. And today was a great day. Tuesday was terrible. Tuesday was much worse than fucking Monday, because Monday I cried myself to sleep. Tuesday was worse than that, but at least I didn't cry myself to sleep, so I didn't wake up with puffy eyes, and my skin looked really nice. I looked like I was glowing. And then Wednesday, I looked very nice on Wednesday. It was cute. I got compliments. My friends were like, oh my god, I like your outfit. I'm like, I'm stepping on y'all's necks this year. I'm keeping my foot on these bitches' necks this year. Anyway, and today's Thursday, the 22nd, and I was having a lovely day. Today I went out, I went to go socialize and got to learn my classmates, which is very rare for me because I only give a fuck about myself. Not because I don't want to socialize and get to know more people, but because every time I get to know people, they disappoint me. Also, people are assholes. Also, I don't trust people. I have trust issues, but let's not talk about that. And I get a text from my brother, and we're texting because we usually text during... Sorry, give me a sec. We usually text each other while he's in class, while I'm in class. You know, we text each other. He's in 8th grade, and he's like, because the week before my mom told me, actually on Monday, my mom told me that, has schoolmates recognized me when I was at his school, for a meeting and stuff, parents meeting, whatever. We got to meet the teachers, these things, this orientation shit, high school orientation. And his schoolmates recognized me. And they keep asking him questions like, how do you feel about your mom being abusive to your sister? How do you feel about your sister speaking like this about your mom and stuff like that? And I'm hearing this from my mom. And when I hear it from my mom, it's not good at all because that means my brother has, because me and my brother, when we talk, we don't share the stuff we talked about with our parents. It stays between us. I'm like, if my mom knows what he's thinking, how he's feeling, then it must be fucking bad. Also, he's a boy, so they don't just express their emotions. They're gonna bottle it up until I'm like, what the fuck is going on with you? And I text him and I'm like, why didn't you tell me that the people at your school recognize me and know who I am? And why didn't you tell me that, are they bullying you? Are they asking, are they saying mean things? They're like, no, not really. They're not saying mean things, or whatever. They're asking very honest questions, and whatever. But I would really appreciate it if you don't speak about mom like that. And mind you, the brother I'm talking about is my mom's favorite child, right? So they have a very good relationship because they are exactly alike in personality, not in looks. He looks exactly like my dad, but he acts exactly like my mom, right? They are similar, and I call him the favorite child because he really is the favorite child. And there's nothing wrong with being the favorite child, guys. There is really nothing wrong. There is really nothing fucking wrong. And if you know you're a favorite child, please just admit it. Don't be like, oh, come on. Come on. You know your mom wouldn't react in some sort of way if you were to do something compared to your siblings. Please. Please. It's okay to be a favorite child. You don't have to gaslight us. Stop gaslighting us. Arras. Anyway, so he's like, I would appreciate it. Because they keep saying that, I don't like the way you speak about mom on the internet. And I'm like, I just wanted people to listen to me. I really just wanted someone to listen to me, because when I confront mom about things, sometimes I'll be just sitting, and then I get flashbacks from that one time my mom did this to me. Or I get flashbacks from that one time my mom kicked me out of the house while I was naked. Well, almost naked. And then I'll get flashbacks from that one time my mom fucking locked me in the flat when we still lived in the flat when I was 4. My mom thinks I don't remember this, but I remember. She would lock me in and say, you're gonna sit here until you finish your food. Like, I remember times like that. Okay? And sometimes I'll just be sitting on the phone and then watching a video that is so unrelated to anything I'm thinking about. And then the flashbacks hit. And then I get mad. Like, I have resentment because of that. I've grown very resentful. And like, the flashbacks are not fun at all. I don't want to have them. Like, sometimes I wish I could just lock these bad memories out of my fucking brain, like, forever, but that's not fucking possible. Apparently, when you have trauma and PTSD, you have to deal with it. I don't know why you can't just delete. I get it, when you break up with a boy, you can delete his pictures, delete his number, block him, delete the chats. Then why can't you delete trauma? Are deleting, delete. What's the delete button? Cause we delete, 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 delete. I'm so tired of. I just want to have a rosy butterfly, rainbow, sunshine life. Okay? I want to have good days. I'm so sick and tired, but also, it's stages of grief. Where I am right now is anger. So I'm taking my anger out. So fucking listen to my anger and listen to me grow. Maybe I'll be a better person next year. But for this year, I'm in my revenge era because I'm fucking angry. I want people to listen to me because nobody has listened to me for 14 fucking years. But I'm so blessed. Blessed. I am so blessed. Shut up, you blessed heifer. Anyway, right? And I just needed someone to listen to me. That's why I went, because I tell people all the time, they're always like, oh, for cool, I'm on social media. I'm like, Obatahori, you want me to not post, but you also don't want to listen to what I have to say. You know, when it's not like I can confront anyone in the fam. It's not like I can confide in anyone in the fam. It's not like I can confide in my dad. It's not like I can confide in my mom. Like, I've tried, you know. I didn't wake up and choose to be an asshole. I mean, the devil was an angel. You know? As assholes are not born, they're made. Sorry. Okay. I know I shouldn't be punishing the rest of the world for it, but I've been like this since I was fucking 12. I've been angry. I hold so much rage in me that it threatens to burn down everything around me, and it gets exhausting at times. And I want to get better, but not now. Let's get this money first. I'll get better in a fucking mansion. I'll get better when I'm in a Benz, because I need a Benz too, you know. So yeah, I felt as soon as he told me, like, I would appreciate it if you stopped talking about mom, I was like, you and I had experienced different parents, two different mothers. Whoever this imposter is in my house right now is not who she was when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Whoever she is right now, I don't know. Maybe it's because she's turning 50 or she's getting old. I don't know who the fuck this imposter is. Okay? Someone has cloned my mom and replaced her. She's all of a sudden nice and she wants to talk through the things she's put me through. Talk? Talk? My mom has never learned how to talk. She talks like this. Wah, wah, wah. 1, 2, you know? Five hot ones. That's how she talks. That's how she communicated with me. Now she wants to talk. I'm like, talk? In what language? Violence? English? Sipitori? Tswana? Tsonga? Which language do you want us to speak in? I don't know what you're saying. Rito, I want to understand why you're so angry. It's you. You know when the problem asks you, what's the problem? And you're looking at the problem. Hi, problem. I know you're watching this. And I also want to apologize for calling you a bitch on the internet. But I am not sorry for saying the things I said. I'm just sorry for calling you a bitch. But I'm not sorry for anything else. Problem is my mom, by the way, if you're lost. I'm just sorry for calling you a bitch. I was wrong for that. And very, very angry. Just remember that I was very, very angry. I still am. No. I live on the 9th floor at Race. Sometimes I want to jump out this window because I'm angry. Also suicidal, but mostly because I'm angry. But I won't, because the other day, someone in my comment section said that I should probably kill myself. Like, die, bitch. Now I'm not gonna die because you said I should die. Like, even though I'm suicidal, I'm petty like that. Now I have to stay alive for the next 3 decades because you said that I should die. What? Now I'm not dying. I am not dying. What? Now you're gonna hear from me for the next 30 years. I'm staying here. And you're gonna watch me thrive. And I'm gonna make it my life's goal to make your life very miserable. I'll find you. I'm very good at finding people. Even if it takes me 5 to 10 years, I will find you. I need new gum. This gum is getting soggy. Anyway, where was I? Oh, apologizing to the problem. Problem, I apologize for calling you a bitch on the internet. I do not apologize for speaking my truth because you guys want to silence me. By you guys, I mean you, your cousins, and the rest of the family want to silence me because maybe you're ashamed and I have yet to receive a sincere apology from you. And this one is sincere because I'm gonna post it on fucking YouTube. And if people who know me know that I don't know what the word sorry means, I have never met her. The fact that I'm saying sorry now means that I actually fucking mean it. And the fact that I'm not like being like, I'm being me about it. Like when I say sorry, I actually mean it because I never say sorry, even when I'm wrong. Ever. Which is toxic. But also, I'm not trying to be a better person this year. New year, same me. This year, I'm just trying to get richer. Not nicer. What? I'm trying to get richer, more educated, and prettier. That is my goal for the year. Maybe lose a few kgs, but I'm cool with where I am. Maybe a breast reduction would do some Botox. Can 20-year-olds get Botox? Facelift, maybe. I need to get rid of this. My grandma has this. She's 7 years old. They don't look good. I'm gonna look like that. Let's say, Grandma, I love you, but no. Immediately no. So a facelift, maybe. Reduce my forehead. I love my forehead. Why would I ever do that? But I feel like I would do it just for fun, not because I'm insecure about my forehead. Like, people have said some things about my forehead. Bitch, I was bullied as a kid. So there's nothing someone can say to me now that will make me feel insecure about myself. My insecurities have been with me for decades. A decade. Yeah, so I'm done apologizing, and I would also like to apologize to my brother for. I realized that I was being very inconsiderate because, yeah, I'm speaking my truth about, me and my parents' relationship and stuff like that, but I'm also not being considerate of the fact that I have siblings, Like, I have siblings. What are they gonna think about this? You get, like, of course, they have a different experience with my parents than me, and they're not gonna like the way I speak about them. So I should probably just stop, and I am gonna stop immediately. I'll make jokes now and then, because I have dark humor, and if you can't handle it, unsubscribe right now. But I will stop speaking about it. I mean, stop. Sp I'll continue to speak my truth, but I'll stop cussing them out. Even though I'm in my revenge era. I think Beyonce said your best revenge is your paper. Let me just continue making paper and I'll move out. That's my revenge. Yeah, not talking shit about them. I mean, it doesn't make me richer. Talking shit about my mom doesn't make me rich. So let me get this shmoney so I can move out. That's my revenge. Not saying that she doesn't love me, though. Not saying that she doesn't love me. Just saying we don't know each other at all. And by we don't know each other, I'm not speaking about like, I'm not speaking about. Sorry, the window's open now, so if you can hear some background noise, I'm sorry. Not speaking, not like we don't know each other to that extent, to that level. Yesterday we were arguing on the phone, arguing because apparently the fam was speaking smack behind my back, based on the things I post on social media about my parents. And I was like, what were you and your cousins saying in the group chat? What were you and your brother saying in the group chat? Say to my face. Speak to me direct if you're gonna speak about me. And she was like, why are you shouting at me? I'm like, I'm not shouting at you. Who am I supposed to shout at? They speaking smack about me to you. So I'm speaking smack about them to you. So tell them I said to mind their own business because they have problems of their own. Also, I don't mind being talked about in the family. Sure, I'm the Beyonce of the family. Duh. That's me in character syndrome. Tis I. I'm also the prettiest, but But, like, I don't mind being talked about. I knew where the social media thing, like, I knew that they were gonna have opinions about it. But the moment my grandma starts calling me and telling me to calm down, I'm like, what do you mean? What did they say about me? Because my grandma's telling me to calm down. My grandma's the most supportive person on this fucking planet, in the fucking family. She's the most supportive family. She's probably the one I could confide in. What? Yeah, she's old and old people are a little bit narrow-minded, but for a 70-year-old woman, she's very open-minded in my eyes. She's probably the only one I could confide in. And I was like, if my grandma's calling me and talking about calm down on the social media shit, I'm like, who was speaking shit about me to my grandma? She's my grandma. I don't care about the fucking other grandkids. I'm the most important one. I'm the favorite grandchild. What? I'm the grandchild who has a brighter future than everyone. What? Duh. That's why everyone's on my ass. Ugh. Anyway, much of being a narcissist and shit. Again, disclaimer with me, it's either you love me or you hate me. There is no in between. It's either you find me fucking hilarious or you like she's like a self-centered narcissistic bitch. There is no in between, literally. With me, I'm having a manic episode because I was literally about to cry like 30 minutes ago. Stop. Why am I crying? Stop crying, you bitch. Where? Alarm rang in class at 9 a.m. And I also didn't drink my contraceptives, so the chemistry in my body today is not okay. And when I miss a day, I lose my mind. The last time I missed a day, I was in Santon at a hotel, in a hotel bathroom, fucking having a panic attack. Oh my God, and I was on the phone with my cousin. Oh my God, please don't have a panic attack right now on fucking camera. Okay, don't do that. Okay, guys, I'm not crying from pain right now. I'm crying because I'm having an episode. Sorry, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. It was happening last night on live, and people witnessed it. I have a friend who was watching my live. She sent me a screen recording, and I was like, damn, I'm so sorry you had to witness that. Let's get serious. I'm scared of intimacy, which will be a whole nother episode on its own explaining why intimacy scares me. And oh, my period just fucking ended. That's why I'm going crazy also. And I missed my dosage for today. Right? And when's ovulation week? This is not ovulation week. No. I think it's next week. Yeah. But today I was like fucking crazy. It felt like I was ovulating. I don't know. I was saying some wild shit. Sending some risky text. I apologize to all the people listening to this, and if you have made it this far into the app, thank you. Don't forget to subscribe. Guys, what was I gonna say? I was gonna speak about my brother again. Oh yeah, I wanted to say that I don't n my biggest fear is becoming like my mom. That is my biggest fear. I think that's every daughter's biggest fear. Well, not every daughter, every firstborn, well, every daughter's biggest fear. Like, nobody wants to be like their mom. Do you get what I'm saying? Most of us. I'm not saying all of us. Most of us. Y'all be in the comments like, not all of us hate our moms. I'm like, I don't hate my mom, you hoe. I just don't want to be like her. Anyway. And my mom's not a safe space for me. She's not a, I haven't found a safe place in her, right? A safe space in her. And I felt like the fact that my brother went to tell my mom what people were saying about me to him, about our family, talking about our family, And he went to go tell my mom instead of telling me and being like, yo, chill out, stop calling mom a bitch and stuff. And I felt like he didn't feel like I was a safe space, and I always want to be a safe space for everyone, even though I have never found a safe space in someone. I don't mind that because, I can afford therapy. I'll go find a safe space there. But I don't want to feel like I'm not a safe space for people, especially for my siblings, like just because they're scared of I'll have a fucking manic episode or a fucking my BPD will go off the rails or whatever. I don't want my siblings to ever feel like that. And honestly, Rulani, if you're listening to this, shit, I'm gonna bleep that out. No, I'm not. That's his name. It could be any Rulani. Come on. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry. And I love you. And call me when you need money because. Also, don't forget to fucking film that unboxing for me. I said film an unboxing. I got you got your stationery from school. Film an unboxing. He's talking about, oh, I already unboxed everything. I'm like, put them back in the plastic bag and switch on the camera and film an unboxing and be like, hey guys, welcome back to my TikTok. This is the laptop we got from school. This is the film it for me. Okay? I do have friends. Let me not say that. But like, I'm bored. Okay, I have nothing else to do. I have a lot of things to do. I should probably study. I should be studying right now. I have a test next month in literally 3 weeks. Anyway, but let me film the thing for me. Rot. Film it. So I can. I just want to be involved in your life. And I just want you to feel like you have found a safe space in me. I don't want you to feel the way I feel about our parents. Of course, you don't feel that way because you weren't raised by the same parents. They change personalities these days. But it doesn't matter. I'm working on forgiving them. Not for me, but for you. I don't need to forgive people for me. It doesn't destroy me. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't do anything to me. They don't live in my mind rent free. Yes, they do. They do live in my mind rent free. But I'll be fine. If anyone can handle anything, it's me. Bitch, my second name is Thick Skin. Mbado is my third name. I'm a fucking trailblazer. A force to be reckoned with is my fourth name. Ritumeetse, Thick Skin, Mbado, a force to be reckoned with, Nguna. That's my name. And never forget that. Period. Let me end this episode right now before I start going off the rails and having another manic episode. I film when I want to, so it can be real. I don't want to film, I'll post consistently on the same day at the same time, but we're not. I'm not filming in Kering. Kering. Kering, Maria. So the people at my brother's school, stop talking about me to him. At least talk behind his back. Okay, don't talk behind his back, because I will find you. I will find you. And that is a threat. Love you guys. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye.